When the Dance Theater of Harlem performs in Norfolk later this month, the spellbinding leaps, magnificent jumps, and mind-blowing pirouettes will be performed to the classical ballet, Firebird. This classic Russian folktale of love over evil is a ballet that Norfolk native Lorraine Graves owned during her 3-year stint as principal dancer with the company. Lorraine would remain with the Dance Theater of Harlem for 20 years in total, assuming several key roles. Artistic director Robert Garland remembers her well.
Lorraine Graves was a wonderful, wonderful, I cannot tell you how respected she was as a rehearsal director, or actually called her ballet mistress at the time, remembering all the steps. Arthur Mitchell used to always brag about Lorraine as a photographic memory. Lorraine has a photographic memory. But the beauty of Lorraine, too, is that she was also dancing as a ballerina in the company at the same time.
Lorraine passed away in 2024 when she was 66, but her contribution to both dance and Norfolk live on. Not only will the dancers' moves to Firebird wow you, but Garland says so will the sets and costumes.
The designs for the ballet are quite phenomenal. They are, I believe, what we would now call Afrofuturistic in design. So when you come to see our Firebird, while it's an old Russian fairy tale, it is set in the Caribbean, and it's just a wonder to the eye.
Mixing things up has always been a piece of cake for the Dance Theater of Harlem. So while they're in Hampton Roads, they'll dance to the classical ballet Firebird at Chrysler Hall next weekend, and the following Tuesday night to the music of R&B legends at the Ferguson.
I got something that makes me wanna shout.
Garland says watching the dancers perform to works from various genres is a treat that always wows their audiences. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.
I'm super bad.